Derailment of two cars near Union Station today, right at the beginning of major global protests, has the entire city at a standstill. Conductors are standing by. No word yet on when or if other metros and trains will be able to resume. Washington Police Chief Charles H. Ramsey says that the purported culprit surely must be a sophisticated hoax. Or perhaps this doll is just fronting for groups calling themselves Blick Black, who use urine and nail bombs and smash windows with gigantic puppets, puppets, puppets. Police have asked Representative Gary Condit to take a lie detector test and submit a DNA sample, and they plan to search his apartment for clues to the whereabouts of this so-called Zapatista doll. Meanwhile, News 4 has learned that federal prosecutors are considering launching a criminal investigation into whether the congressman obstructed justice by allegedly asking a woman he was seeing on the side to wear a keffiyeh in order to blend in with the protests and help with mass arrests. The Washington Post reports that cops are arrested at a higher rate in Metro D.C. than in other U.S. cities. 69 officers have been arrested this year so far, with 48 last year. The charges include sexual assault, drunk driving, and possession of PCP. Chief Ramsey said he believes that part of the problem stems from cops and puppets who joined the department before he began his tenure as chief in 1998, when he switched from angel dust to crack. Ironically, Ramsey ended his press conference with two divergent statements. He said he is still looking for Zapatista Dahl, that he must find her before he can give a good estimate of when the trains will be back up, and then he officially read aloud a declaration making 3 p.m. the universal daily moment when everyone must stop to illegally download something every day. For News 4, I'm Anonymous.